Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Ah, it's been a great Sunday in the countryside, Lee. I'm a city boy. I'm not used to this much walking in fresh air. It was good, though. But now it's getting late.
Yes, it is, Neil. But now we are going to catch a bus to town and you will be back in your normal environment.
Well, where is this bus? You said you knew this area. We've been here on this dirt road for a while and no buses have passed by. No vehicles at all, actually.
Don't worry, Neil. The bus will come.
Lee, look. There's a note here on the wall of this old bus shelter.
Oh, I didn't notice it. What does it say?
Ugh. It says buses are subject to delays. We'll be waiting for a bus until the cows come home.
Those cows? I think they are already home, Neil. The cows live in that field. It's us who need to go home. You might be feeling a bit lightheaded as you are not used to so much fresh air.
Lee, we're not actually waiting for the cows to go anywhere. In English, to wait until the cows come home means to wait for a very long time.
在英语里，如果等待的时间被形容为直到奶牛回家 until the cows come home, 意思就是要等很久很久。
Ah, so nothing to do with cows.
Not at all. Let's hear some examples of how to use until the cows come home. Today's expression in authentic real English.
I'm off work tomorrow, so tonight we can party until the cows come home.
Alan is very stubborn. His wife can try to persuade him until the cows come home, but he won't change his mind.
Oh, that's a new expression for me. And you learned something too, Neil.
What's that, Lee?
Look over there!
That's our bus! Here! We're over here!
Don't worry, it's coming.
Well, you learnt a new expression, and I learnt to be more patient.
One day, even a city boy like you will get used to the calming and relaxing atmosphere of the countryside.
Yes. The cows look happy, don't they? Munching away on the grass.
Yes, indeed. Let's go, bye.
Bye.
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。